This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about the next wonderful program and concert with the Adrian Symphony Orchestra, and that's going to be coming up, and it's going to be right around Valentine's Day. So this is going to be another special program to make sure you get your tickets with. Happy to have on the program the Executive Director for the Adrian Symphony Orchestra, Libby Watson. Libby, welcome back once again.
Hi, Dale. Thanks for having us.
As well as the Music Director and Conductor of the ASO, Bruce Kiesling. Bruce, good to have you back.
Well, thank you, Dale. It's great to be here. Thank you.
This is going to be something that you really need to go and get your tickets with if you're looking for a nice way to celebrate Valentine's Day, Libby.
Yes, that's a great idea, Dale. And and it might even be by design.
Yeah.
We've titled this one Broadway Love Songs, and it's happening Friday night, February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. So won't you look good?
Yes.
Being one day ahead of schedule, bring your Valentine to the concert, which begins at 7:30. In the evening at Dawson Auditorium on the Adrian College campus. And tickets are available now online at adriansymphony.org, by phone at 517-264-3121, and the box office at Dawson Auditorium will be open at 6:30 before the concert for any last-minute purchases right before the concert begins.
Better not be at the last minute. You better have a plan by then, right?
Yeah. Good idea, Dale.
Broadway love songs. Wow, that is such a great genre to be able to play music from, Bruce.
Yeah, we're really excited about sort of dipping our toe into this because, you know, we've done a lot of concerts over the years with movies, of course.
Right.
And had some wonderful singers come through over the years, but also just already this season. And this is a real chance for us to kind of go into Broadway for real. I don't think in the 10 years I've been here, we've really done a committed Broadway themed show,
yeah,
and really excited to do so. And what better time than right on or near Valentine's Day? You know, this February concert for us has often almost fallen on the day or sometimes the day of. And sometimes we've always thought, you know, are we missing an opportunity here to get like the date night? You know, people are always like, what do I do for Valentine's Day? You know, I got flowers, whatever. This is the perfect thing. As Libby said, you know, go out to dinner beforehand and then you can maybe have a lovely evening the night before and it'll show that you are actually planning ahead.
There you go.
It's not even like last minute, oh crap, 7:30 on Valentine's Day. No, you will be a day ahead. It'll be great. And the best part about it, of course, it's going to be a great show for sure.
Well, the thing is, you've got a lot of great music to be able to choose from, Bruce.
Without question. You know, we have decades and decades.
Yeah.
And one of the things we pride ourselves on here at the Adrian Symphony is the diversity of our audience. You know, you see young students from Adrian College, young professionals here in town, their parents and grandparents, and all of those people have some Broadway things that have been relevant to them. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, oh, whether it's Phantom of the Opera or Wicked more recently, all the way back to some of the classic Rodgers and Hammerstein show. So there is like just like a real trove of wonderful music. And as I was putting together the program, I thought, well, what does every Broadway show open with? Of course, a fantastic overture.
Sure.
And so I'm thinking, okay, we have these two halves. You know, we want to open both of the halves of our program with great overtures. And so I'm thinking through my head, like, what are those great moments? You know, when the lights go down in the theater and then from the pit you hear that, you know, that big trumpet call, yam, bam, bam, da, to really just announce, like, we're really digging in here. What I just sang, actually, is the overture from Gypsy, which is that famous trumpet call that's the, you know, when she sings it, it's I Had a Dream. Mm-hmm. And that is really one of the, just grabs the whole audience with this incredible energy right away. So I thought, well, we have to open with that. So that's going to be the first thing that we do. And then looking, I thought, well, for Act Two, we can go, maybe dig a little deeper. And it's interesting that I ended up finding a piece by the same composer of Gypsy, and that's Julie Stein, this wonderful composer who wrote hit after hit over the course of his life. And we're going to do the overture from Funny Girl, which is another one of those that just has this incredibly exciting opening right away. And of course, it has Don't Rain on My Parade and some of the other hits from their People and other things. So some songs that people will recognize, but again, just starts off that half of the concert. Both of these really setting the tone of just what a joy, high energy, and really showcasing the orchestra. Because everything that we're talking about in the program, really, you don't always have a chance to hear these things played by a large symphony orchestra.
True.
You know, when you go to New York today, go to a touring show, sometimes you'll see orchestra pits are getting smaller and smaller, even geographically, like they're using the pit space for things that come up under the stage and everything. Sometimes Broadway pit orchestras are in a different building. They're like next door, and they rent like a room. They put the orchestra in there and just pipe them in.
No kidding. Wow.
Maybe Happy Endings is a show that's on Broadway right now, and those musicians are in one of the dressing rooms, and they just sit there and play, and it's all piped in. And the amazing thing about that is those musicians have to come on stage for one spot. There's a moment, this really beautiful moment in that show. They have to make their way onto the stage, perform, and then get back.
No kidding.
And continue playing. But
wow.
I happen to be backstage there and see the musicians there. They're like crowded in this tiny little dressing room there. There's like eight musicians in there. But, you know, what that means is when you have the chance to play it with like a 60-piece orchestra, this music it really jumps to life. Big, rich, full string section, great wind writing, amazing brass writing. You know, we're cutting no corners in this. And certainly the singers are excited as well for a chance to play this stuff, sing this stuff with a full symphony orchestra.
Well, that's going to be the neat thing is to be able, as you mentioned, Bruce, to be able to hear these songs being performed with that full orchestra.
Yeah, because you just don't get that opportunity.
Yeah. And to be able to hear our Adrian Symphony Orchestra, which does a heck of a great job every single time, to be able to hear all these great Broadway love songs being performed in that full sound that you can only get when you sit right there in the audience and hearing it live.
For sure.
Yeah,
and we have four singers, so there'll be two gals and two guys, and that gives us a lot of options of what to sing in terms of, you know, we can have duets, we can have solos, we can have trios, so it gives us a lot of flexibility. And of course, one of the things that everyone has asked is, oh, well, you got to do something from Wicked. What are you going to do from Wicked, of course? Because that's the thing that just, it seems like a cultural touchstone of the moment.
Yeah.
With the second film having just come out, etc. And so the song from there we're going to do is For Good, which is the one at the end, this incredible duet where they have like a ship that pulled from, you know, a planet pulled from orbit, all this stuff. Great, great metaphors in there, and just musically so, so incredibly sweet. So that'll showcase our two female singers, and let me tell you about them. We have Isabella Dennison and Riley Hahn. Now, fans of the Adrian Symphony who've come to our concerts already this year, Riley was showcased on our first concert of the year back in October on our Epic Soundtracks program.
Oh.
And we did a series of songs from James Bond films that Riley came. And I've been just raving about her since then because, you know, we said, hey, we're going to do these four songs. And, you know, these songs were originally sung by, you know, Carly Simon, Adele, Sheena Easton, and what was the other one? Nancy Sinatra. Those are incredibly diverse voices and covering this massive range. And somehow this one singer, Riley, she came in and just knocked it out of
the
park.
She did. Yeah.
And so after that experience, we were just like, well, we can't wait to have her back. The audience went crazy for her. She was incredibly charming, of course, personally as well. But also just her singing was so great. So she'll be back. And then Bella Dennison as well. She's another student at the University of Michigan Musical Theater Program. She sang one of our fundraisers last year with me at the piano. We do a small one in the spring that some donors can purchase the chance to do. We call it Show Tunes with Bruce, which is a lot of fun. But I don't sing. I just play. And we bring in some great singers. And Bella was fantastic. So the two of them together, I just know, are going to be absolutely special as we do that. So after one of the most recent things, you know, looking way back, one of the things showcasing these decades and decades of songs is we're going to do a set of songs by Rodgers and Hart. And nowadays, I feel like everybody's heard of Rodgers and Hammerstein, the people who wrote Oklahoma and The Sound of Music and Carousel and all these hits. But before Richard Rodgers was working with Hammerstein, he was working with another writer whose name was Lawrence Hart. And there was a great film that just came out about him called Blue Moon, is actually about the night when Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart had been working together for decades, writing lots of hit songs for shows like Pal Joey and On Your Toes. And then Rodgers switched and started working with Hammerstein with Oklahoma, and the movie takes place on the opening night of Oklahoma.
Oh wow!
And so it's this pivotal moment for Lawrence Hart, who was a bit dysfunctional, maybe drank a little too much, etc. So Richard Rodgers was like, I need to find somebody who I can really rely on to collaborate with.
Sure.
And turned his attention to Hammerstein, who was really – Oscar Hammerstein came from a fantastic family. His father, Oscar Hammerstein I, was a producer in the theater, and Oscar Hammerstein had already written Showboat. And then – but starting with – boy, with Oklahoma, they had an incredible run.
Yeah.
And so some of the songs will be – that we know of, you know, certainly Some Enchanted Evening. It's one of the classic songs from South Pacific, the truly romantic. And then this wonderful song from Carousel called If I Loved You as well.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's where Billy and Julie meet, and they said, well, you know, oh, well, if – you know, well, if I was – if I was trying to ask you out, if I was interested, you know, well, I would do these things. But that's if I was.
Yes.
And she said, well, but if I was interested in you, I would do these things. And it's just – it's this beautiful, beautiful song, but yet they're both trying to be very coy and play like, well, I'm, you know, if I was, I'm not trying to like pick you up. If I was doing that,
yeah,
I would
that's
do
right.
these things.
Yeah.
But Oscar, you know, Richard Rodgers, he crafts this beautiful, beautiful melody. And what I always say is so fascinating about him is that he wrote at a desk. Like, he didn't write at the piano. He wrote these melodies sitting at the desk and just went on his way.
So, wow.
So those – so I got off track because those are the Hammerstein songs. But then before that, with Larry Hart, he was writing these much like more – a little more clever and witty lyrics. And these are songs like Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered.
Oh, yes.
If They Asked Me, I Could Write a Book. 10 Cents a Dance. You know, songs that really made their way into the – what was called the Hit Parade, which now we call the Billboard Top 10. But back then was called the Hit Parade, and just it was hit after hit after hit, and these really charming little love songs, often with a little bit of a wink. There's a little bit of a joke in there. You know, even I mean, at the time, Larry Hart was almost you know, banned from radio because there's one, Vexed Again, Perplexed Again, Thank God I Can Be Oversexed Again.
Yeah.
And you're like, my gosh, in the 30s, that was considered, whoa, wait.
Yeah, was like, no way.
So yeah, definitely pushing the envelope. He and Cole Porter both were doing that because Cole Porter's stuff was banned. I mean, he had several songs in the 20s and 30s banned from radio because – and to me, Cole Porter was much more subtle for sure.
Yeah.
But the double entendre that he was known for, and we'll have a Cole Porter example as well. But so we have these – those are sort of our core people from that era where we have Rodgers and Hart set, some songs by the wonderful Rodgers and Hammerstein, and then some Cole Porter. I mean, these are the people who wrote the great love songs of what we really now look back on as the golden age of Broadway musicals. And then the last one I'd mention is the song On the Street Where You Live, which is that great, great ballad from My Fair Lady by Lerner and Lowe. And it's just one of the great baritone songs, and I know that's going to be absolutely really, really spectacular.
So is that what the gentleman that's going to be singing
exactly,
that
Kevin Ludwig, and Kevin did our holiday program with us, and he also, we met him through that same fundraiser where I met Isabella, and Kevin also was in some shows at the Croswell, you might remember from Bonnie and Clyde, and then he sang our December concert. So Kevin just, he's got this rich, rich voice, and he can kind of do anything with it. You know, he did Steve Lawrence for us, essentially, at the holiday program, but he also, he played Elvis in a show over the summer that some of our own audience, they drove up to his summer stock thing to go hear him. So he's really becoming something of an audience favorite to our audience here. And then the last composer that I'll mention is Stephen Sondheim.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, we'll be doing a hit by Stephen. He didn't write a lot of hits. He wrote a lot of music, but he didn't write a lot of hits. But certainly there's one that everyone will recognize for sure. And then a couple of other more recent things, you know, Hairspray and Little Shop of Horrors will be represented as well.
Oh, wonderful.
So we really feel like we've got all the decades covered with no matter what era of Broadway you love, you're going to hear something from that and really showcase some just amazing singers.
Absolutely. We're going to look forward to it. So have anybody you would like to thank on this concert?
Yeah, I would love to thank our season sponsors. We want to thank Plainwave Instruments for sponsoring the entire season as our title sponsor. And we thank the Lenawee Community Foundation also for their support of our season this year. And thank you, Dale, for having us once again. Before we go, let's just mention that the tickets are available online at adriansymphony.org and by phone at 517-264-3121. We'll have the box office open ahead of the concert for any last-minute purchases. Again, this is Broadway Love Songs. It's happening Friday, February 13th. Concert begins at 7:30, and we'll open up that box office at 6:30. So grab a date.
There.
get a quick meal before the concert, enjoy Broadway love songs with the Adrian Symphony Orchestra, and I know it's just going to be a great night for everybody.
Absolutely. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. This is Valentine's Day weekend.
Yes.
Definitely. Thanks so much for being on the program once again, Libby Watson. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce.
Kiesling, thank you so much as well. We'll be talking to both of you for the next concert coming up.
Thanks, Dale.
All right. Thank you. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.